If you, like me, have put on a few pounds over the holidays period, or just want to kickstart something new in 2021, why not take part in Take On 250 for the RNIB? As well as taking on something new for 2021, you could also be helping to support the work of the RNIB in supporting many, many blind and partially sighted people, especially in the times that we are currently in at the moment. I'm joined by Nicola Nicolau, RNIB Challenge Events Manager, to find out a bit more about Take On 250 for RNIB. Hello, Nicola, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby.
Firstly, Nicola, could you explain a bit more about what Take On 250 for RNIB is all about and why the number 250?
Yeah, so it's our brand new virtual fundraising event, which we've just launched. We're really excited about it. So the idea is that you can choose any activity. So it could be something new that you've always wanted to try, or something that you already know that you love doing. It could be running, walking, cycling, knitting, baking, anything goes. Then you complete 250 of whatever activity you've chosen. So could be running 250 miles, it could be doing 250 press-ups, singing 250 songs, baking 250 cakes, endless possibilities really. And obviously all of that will be, raising vital funds for people with sight loss as well. So really important stuff there. And the reason we chose the number 250 is because every day 250 people in the UK begin to lose their sight. So that's why we're asking everyone to take on 250 for RNIB.
And as you say, it doesn't necessarily have to be something sporty like running or something like that. It can be baking 250 cakes or knitting 250 jumpers. How do people actually sort of raise any money or do the support? How do they actually sort of raise the money?
Once you've signed up, we recommend everyone setting up an online fundraising page with Just Giving. And once you sign up, we'll send you a link, which sort of starts that process off for you. And it's really, really simple to set up. And then just pop a few details and a nice picture on your page and share that link with all of your friends and family, your work colleagues, put it on social media, send it on an email to everyone you know. And then just keep updating people, really. Let them know how you're getting on with your challenge. And that's a great way to, to get those donations coming in.
What will the funds actually do? How will they support blind and partially sighted people?
Well, so there is no actual fundraising target for this particular event. So we don't ask you to raise a specific amount. We're just asking everyone to raise as much as they possibly can. What we want to do with that money, we want to make sure that no one faces a sight loss diagnosis alone, and that everyone with sight loss can live in a world with no barriers. So just by raising £50, for example, that could help someone who's coming to terms with their sight loss by providing them with emotional and practical support from a sight loss advisor. So that can obviously just make an absolutely huge difference to someone's life.
We talk about many figures relating to sight loss. We talk about the 2 million people that are living with sight loss in the UK, and that figure is set to grow. And we also talk about the number of people who are registered blind or partially sighted, which is sort of over 360,000. And the 250 figure is actually one which is quite hard-hitting to think that every day there are 250 people that are experiencing some form of sight loss.
It is. I think a lot of people are really shocked when they hear that figure. And this event is another way of kind of raising awareness of that. And obviously by people taking part and sharing their stories of, they're taking on 250 for RNIB, they're again raising awareness of that number and, making more people aware of how many people actually are affected by sight loss. It really is generally a lot higher number than I think a lot of people realise.
So, Nicola, I think people have already signed up to Take On 250 for RNIB. What sort of things are people doing?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We've already got people taking part and they've got people of all different ages doing a real variety of challenges already. And because the challenge is running from now to the end of March, it's also great because people can choose how long their challenge is as well. So you could do a one-off challenge, or you could spread your challenge out over up to 3 months. So it's really, really flexible. So we have people who are running 250 kilometers over 3 months. We've got a family of four who are cycling 250 miles between them every month for 3 months, which is really lovely to get some younger family members involved. One participant who's just completed 250 minutes of knitting in one day, which is just absolutely brilliant. We've got other people doing 250 laps at their local park, or 250 squats in 10 days, a whole, you know, really wide range of things. So it, you know, really hopefully means that everyone can get involved in one way or another, no matter how old you are, what you're interested in, how fit you are, there's kind of something for everyone in there.
Nicola, people can still take part in Take On 250 for RNIB as the challenge goes on until the end of March. If people would like to find out more about Take On 250 for RNIB and sign up, where can they go to find out more and take part?
So, the best thing to do is just to go online and search for Take On 250 for RNIB, and that will come up with our webpage, which has all the details on there, and the crucial sign up button that will take you to our registration form. So you just go and sign up on there, and then as soon as you sign up, my team and I and the events team will be in touch with you, and we'll be sort of supporting you all the way through your challenge as well, giving you lots of extra tips and hints to help you with your fundraising, and to, you know, show you what an amazing thing you're doing by taking part, and how your fundraising will really make a huge difference.
Thank you, Nicola Nicolau, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.